Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6. Me, Elliot, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Last year was my first year doing the player show. I did it with BG every week.
Yeah.
And after week 4, it's pretty easy to do a show with BG, you know, because all they did was win games. We had BG's 1 week where he set the world on fire.
He turned it upside down.
That was also very easy on me. Didn't have to do anything, no matter what BG will tell you. I did not trick him or anything. We were trying to stop him. My father and I were looking at each other like, someone stop him.
It was a good father-son moment.
Yeah, it was. I'll never forget that look. He starts talking. He goes, you know, they're not really friends anymore. And I looked at my father and I went, and he looked at the same. There was the only time I could get my dad to stop talking was just let BG keep going, right? Mm-hmm. But this year with Jordan, and Jordan's great, and Jordan answers every question, but we've hit a rough patch. And I am now not with him, just with the team.
I know what you're saying.
Now I'm here looking at a full hour of having to ask this guy 7 different ways why they suck so bad right now. And it is this year tougher than last year. Now, you know, again, Jordan, thoughtful, gives good answers, but, you know, it's a tougher gig.
Didn't we have, I'm trying to remember, Fritz, for the COVID year, did we have Slay? I think Slay was our Players Lounge.
We had the
guy.
First year Slay.
In 2020, I think that was 2020 was his first year.
And you could tell things were going south because he started cursing on every single one of the.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, we weren't winning. I mean, you win 4 games.
Dude, it's hard. He said the S word 3 times in 8 seconds. And I was like, you know, this might be it.
Was that the year? Did you guys have Miles Sanders 1 year too?
Yeah.
So the midday show at Miles Sanders.
Okay. He didn't say anything all year until the very last week.
Yeah, that was with the midday. Yeah. That was with the midday show.
We played that quote almost as much as we played the Jalen pause when asked about Nick last year.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, what was it about?
I forget what he said. But basically,
it was something.
Something about them giving up.
Was it when they ended up pulling Jalen in that final game of the year?
Oh, is that what it was?
It was when they pulled Jalen and they gave up the game.
Right.
And we said, were the guys confused or something? And he was like, yeah, we didn't know what was going on. And it was like, oh, wow. Yeah, well, I think that was it.
Doug tried to ruin the plans.
Yeah.
Doug did ruin the plans. Yeah. Jalen was supposed to play a half. And Doug has him out there in the fourth quarter. You knew how he was pacing.
Yeah.
And calling the little line.
What is he doing down there?
Get him out.
So you bring up Doug. I think Doug is an interesting person to bring up at this point. Because it wasn't like Doug just got fired. Doug didn't just get fired. Doug wanted his guy.
Yeah.
They told him he couldn't have his guy.
Yeah.
And it was a standoff. And I think Doug would just rather not be here than, you know. So the only thing.
Yeah, and they said, all right.
Yeah. And I.
Well, I'm going to leave then. All right.
All right.
And Nick Sirianni, I think, is probably a good partner to Howie, a good head coach for the organization, has obviously won a Super Bowl, been to 2. I do wonder, you know, because part of what allowed Doug to take that stand is Doug won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug said to himself, I'm not going to be a Super Bowl winning head coach and get told that I can't have the offensive coordinator I want.
Right.
Right. I wonder if this gets to a point where there is that conflict within. I say conflict for lack of a better word.
Saying, yeah. And well, remember, Doug brought in Marty Morningwig, and they had brought in Rich Scangarello.
Yes.
To be the OC.
Yes.
Or what have you. And Doug was like, nah.
Yeah.
He brought in his own guy.
I wonder what Nick does in that situation. If Nick truly believes in his heart of hearts, this is the right guy, it's not him.
Yeah.
And they say to him, this has to happen. What does Nick do?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting question. You know?
I'll tell you what he does.
He just does it.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Listen, we won a Super Bowl together, brother. It's not my decision. They want to go in a different direction. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Shrug emoji?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Like, oops.
Didn't they just give him an extension?
They did.
What is Nick making? 15 a year?
Yeah, it's between 10 and 15, yeah.
Yeah.
Between 10 and 15. It should be at least 15.
Well.
Between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
I think they looked at him and said,
you sure? You want to ask for a little bit more? I don't know, Jim.
You let me call plays.
But now, a little wrinkle.
Yeah.
Now, Stanford's season ended yesterday, which means Frank Reich.
Frank!
Come on.
I would bring Frank back.
Last five games? Well, fresh eyes before the postseason?
Yeah.
Not as an offensive coordinator.
Oh, just in the building. Consultant.
Yeah, and just making the coordinator in next year.
Well, you know what? If I was Nick, I'd say, go ahead. Bring in somebody.
Yeah.
Have him look at it. We'll explain it to him, and we'll see what he says.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Frank is his guy.
Yeah.
So he loves Frank Reich.
Yeah. Well, he was offensive coordinator for Frank at Indianapolis.
Yeah, so I think he'd be willing to go along with that. Again, I'm joking with the whole Kevin Bitullo thing, because I do believe he's a loyal friend. And,
yes.
I don't think Nick is giving up his job for Kevin Bitullo.
For Kevin Bitullo, yeah. 215-592-9494.
No, if you heard, Spike, it's only 32 of these.
I know. Yeah. I heard.
It's only 32 of them.
Noel in Boston. Sorry we cut you off last time. Noel, you're on WIP.
No worries. I will bow down to Donovan anytime. So, look, I think that this leans a little bit more on coaching, and you guys have been hitting on these points all the time. Obviously, the players are not off the hook here at all. Mm-hmm. But I think when you talk about what we've seen throughout the season, but particularly over the last 3 weeks, right, the penalties. Like, I was at the game with my kids on Friday, and as soon as AJ got that false start and then Landry Dickerson got a penalty, right, those two drives were dead at that point. I mean, the air had gone out of the building, and we weren't even 5 minutes into the first quarter. And that comes.
I was going to say that was the first. Yeah, that was the first drive.
It was the first drive, and you could just hear the air go out of the building, and it was you could tell they were going to have to work to get it back, and it was almost like, you know, here we go again. This is going to get bad. And Donovan was, you know, he was saying it too on his segment about that they're just, the preparedness is not there. We hear this tough detail together all the time. Well, the detail right now is horrible on both sides of the ball, right? I've seen a lot of breakdowns from pros on both sides of the ball. Defense is not doing its job. Offensive line, I think, is hurt. And I think that comes back to coaching. Like, why is Calcaterra still in there blocking in the run game when we've seen all season he can block? Right?
Yeah.
That Cam Jurgens is basically playing on one leg. That's why you've got the tush push hasn't gone anywhere in the last 2-3 weeks. And we got two turnovers on the tush push now. We can't even run it anymore. So I don't even know why we're running the tush push when you got a center who's right, the fulcrum of it, can't even get any push off the ball. I mean, the play is dead. But the one thing I saw today, because last night I saw a video and I was like, because when the throw just looked bad, the one to the slant to Smitty, that was behind him. It looked bad in the stadium. It looked bad. And then I saw a video last night with a guy saying, look, he's wide open. It looks bad. And then Dallas Goedert, wide open. But then I saw a video today with Kurt Warner, 17 minutes just on that play. I mean, broken down more than you could ever think a play could be broken down. And
I couldn't even get through the whole. No, listen, I refused to go through the whole video, man. I said, look how long this is. I saw it. Yeah.
So you didn't get to the end. So what he was hammering home at the end was it's the details, right? two hot routes. You've seen Lane pointing them out. Two guys coming on hot routes. And he's like, look. Wow. And he had it frozen there for a while with Jason, with Jalen. He's like, look where Jalen's angled. He's angled to the out. He's like, this is how teams teach this play in the NFL, right? Goddard was supposed to run an out and up. But if it's a hot, you just run an out, right? AJ was supposed to run an out and then come back across. But if it's a hot, you just run the out and you settle down. Jalen is seeing his free guy coming at him, and as a quarterback, his mind is get the ball out quick. And basically what Kurt was saying is, where are the hots? Jalen was positioned to throw out because the way he was saying this is taught across the NFL is if it's hot, Schmitty would break that out. Schmitty was on an option route, right? The guy on the inside was going to take the safety deep and to the outside. Schmitty had an option, go in or out. But if it's hot, you break out. And that's where Jalen threw. He threw out. Schmitty kind of broke in. And then if you remember Jalen's press conference, exactly what he said. Two guys on two different pages. That's on me to communicate to him what I want in that situation better. That's my fault. And I thought about that clicked. I was like, that's probably what happened. The details. And that's what Kurt was saying. These finite details have to be coached.
This but no. Right? Hold on.
By the way, that's a totally different answer than that fraud Aaron Rodgers gave.
Yes.
What about Jonnu Smith?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, Aaron will throw anybody under the bus. Yes.
But no, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How many times after a miscommunication this year have you seen Jalen and the wide receiver talking about it afterwards? Because my answer is zero.
I agree 100%.
A lot of that knowing what the guy's going to do is a consistent stream of communication and a rhythm. You know, that's why was it Marino did the fake spike and then be able to is because sometimes when you have a great relationship with those receivers, again, this is not about being friends or going to dinner or any of those things. It is about a productive working relationship. Is all it takes sometimes is a look. Yeah. And these guys clearly don't have that, you know, this year. So I think part of it, we can say coaching, and it is on coaching, but it's also on them, you know?
No, I agree 100%. I do think that there's something clearly broken in that locker room, obviously, between Jalen and AJ. And somebody's leaking. You know, maybe there are issues with Jalen and others on the team. Maybe he's more distance or what have you. But the detail part, I mean, look, this offense has regressed. And that's coaching. I mean, to your point earlier, Ike, Jalen is what Jalen is. And we've been to two Super Bowls where he could have been MVP of both of them, right? Arguably.
Yep.
So it's not like the team can't have success. Oh, and also, Spike, I watched another video, 25 of Jalen's top throws, 11 of them were over the middle.
That's great. That's 11. He's been in the NFL. Hold on. He's been in the NFL for 5 years. Why every year do they throw over the middle less than any other team in the NFL?
I don't know.
You don't know? Hold on. No. Why do you think?
Well, because.
Why do you think?
What you guys are, because Jalen doesn't like you.
He likes to throw to the outside. All right. Let's just be honest with ourselves.
But I don't think, look, I don't think it's time to get rid of the guy because two Super Bowls in 4 years, right? I mean, there are probably, what, 25 other teams in the league that would beg to even have a sniff at that opportunity. So I don't think it's time to throw him out yet. But I,
hell,
I 25. Do think there's problems in that building.
Might be 30.
Yeah, I mean, out of the 32 teams.
Yeah, might be 30
teams in the league. Yeah, you might be right. There might be like 28 to 30 that would love to be in that position. But there is definitely something broken, and I don't think we win this division, to be honest with you, because it's week 13.
Man.
It's week 13.
Just when we thought the bit was over.
Yeah.
The 20 years since there's been repeat division winners.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
So was I?
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Noel. Well, and
I was thinking about it. I was like, dude, they're going to do it. They're going to blow the division, and we're never, ever going to be out of this stupid circle. But we do live in a simulation.
And do you know what happens tomorrow? They talk about the worst time thing in history. Well, from content, maybe the best time thing is Hard Knocks is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I need to see what the hell's going on behind the scenes.
I would love if they capture something.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, listen, we're going to have the eagle eye on this thing.
Oh yeah, man!
You want it on Wednesday? If you want the Hard Knocks post game show, you turn to the WIP afternoon show.
Yeah. Will there be a single conversation between AJ and Jalen?
Yeah. They'll grab one.
They did.
Herb, we're on the radio.
There was a little bit of a celebration with both of them.
I saw that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of people saying things are fine.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying I saw a little celebration.
A lot of, but I was told.
Nah.
Just like Ben, it's Ben and Joel, dude. Yeah. It is Ben and Joel.
Oh, yeah, I can't go that far. Maybe they didn't even realize. Well, AJ probably didn't realize that was Jalen.
Dude.
He had already started to give him high five.
He couldn't stop.
Yeah, he couldn't stop.
Dude, what if AJ said, psych?
Pulled it away.
Yeah.
215-592-9. Oh, actually, before we do that, speaking of AJ, here after the game was AJ being asked about what was wrong with the offense.
I think lack of execution. Today I had another penalty. Stuff like that can't happen.
Our guys getting skewed open enough. So then why is it pass all execution?
There you go.
Execution.
And then they asked him something about should KP be the signal caller, whatever it was, right. Play caller, and he shot it down right away.
Yeah. So that's a crazy question.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in on KP.
Yeah, well now.
Well, I mean,
certainly. Yeah.
Well, they meet every week. I mean, hanging out together.
Yeah, in the office. And here was Saquon talking about the team's focus. Remember, this is the week after he said that the other team wanted it more than they did.
Yeah, group focus. I think it's a group focus. It starts with that. We got to come together and we got to have focus. You know, it could, when you're not focused, it could hurt you. I had a drop today. A drop is literally lack of focus. It's nothing to do with talent, nothing to do with that I can't catch a ball. Trying to peek and see what's over there, and I dropped the ball. We have multiple spots like that, and sometimes it comes up and creeps. It comes up and gets us, and we just got to be better in that. And we keep talking about it. We keep saying it. We're addressing it, and it's just not clicking right now. And that's just the truth, and I hate to say it, and we just got to figure it out, and got to figure it out pretty soon, to be honest.
Focus and execution. I saw – did you see the really long Nick Foles video on the
– No.
So – I love Nick.
Yeah.
Because Nick just wants to live in a world where everybody gets along.
Yeah. That's Nick, man.
He's a good guy. I get coffee for people.
And Nick's solution was, and he was passionate about it, and it was well-reasoned. He's like, these guys just got to get in a room and say, this is your job. This is your job. This is my job. And figure it out. I just want to say to him, Nick, come on.
You've seen this.
Yeah.
You've seen this before.
Get in a room.
In the room.
They're in a room a lot together, I would imagine. You know?
Yeah. It's funny because, like with the offense, you got the skill guys, the skill position groups, the receivers, the tight end, your running backs. But then the offensive line has its own set of issues.
Yes.
Like the offensive line, like they –
Jordan fell down again.
Yeah, they have their own set of issues that they feel like they need to figure out.
Yeah.
When it comes to the skill and throwing the quarterback as well with the skill position guys, a lot of it is execution.
Yes.
I mean, even if you look on the play we talked about, the Kurt Warner broke down. You may try to say it was this guy or this should have happened. The bottom line is it didn't happen, and it was execution. The guy was standing there wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if he should have sat down. Jalen should see that he's still on the move and hadn't sat down. I don't know. I don't know. Bottom line is it didn't get done.
Yeah. Well, and this is – take you back to the beginning of the show. A lot of this I can, in general – attribute to Super Bowl hangover. They don't have the same focus.
Mm-hmm.
It is the leak stuff and the blaming stuff on top of it that makes you not believe that they're going to do everything that they possibly can to make the best of an imperfect situation.
And that's why I asked the question, do they believe they still can do it? Like, I just wonder if that's in their thought process.
Yeah, that maybe we can't this year.
Yeah.
You know, one that I mentioned talking to Jordan every week. There was a point at which, I forget if it was Elliot or me, who asked him, you know, you say we make a joke out of the one block away, and he laughs about it now. Mm-hmm. I think a pained laugh, but a laugh nonetheless.
Sure.
And talking about the penalties and the execution, those sorts of things. And I forget who asked it, but it was just like, is there a point during the year where you say to yourself, I don't know, this might just be who we are.
Yeah.
And he said no, and that is the right attitude to have. And that's what he says outwardly. But I do wonder in the back of their brain when they go home at night and they think about it, just like, I don't know if this is going to come together this year. And the first when you lose that, when you lose the belief that you can pull it together.
Yep.
I always used to say when college, I could never think about cutting a class because the minute I thought about it, I couldn't go to the class.
Right.
It was cut. It was done. It was done. And it's sort of like the minute you start doubting that you can get it together is the minute that it's over. Like that you're not going to be able to do it because that takes so much will, especially when you're not playing well.
And I hate to say it. I hate going back to it because I don't want to belabor this, but that was put out into the ethos. When the message is winning isn't enough. I want to dominate. I want to be a part of it. So the winning isn't the only thing that satisfies you. And winning a championship, another one, isn't at the top of your list.
Mm-hmm.
It's dominating. I'm just saying it. We're being honest with ourselves. That's put into the ethos, right? And then that becomes a focal point when it's coming from a voice that has an impact in the locker room. It just is. And that's where everybody is at. And they won the Super Bowl last year. Their motivation to not crumble last year when things weren't going well was what happened in 23. It had just happened the year before. So they were motivated last year to not allow that to happen. And you had Saquon here motivated to prove the Giants and all other naysayers wrong. You reached the mountaintop and won. Are you still hungry? Are you still hungry? I'm telling you, and it takes a special person like a Bill Belichick to set a culture where none of you are special. What you did last year doesn't matter. I'm still grinding on you. Andy did it a different way, but Andy had the ability to maintain a culture where they could go back to the Super Bowl and repeat, and then almost three-peat, and play in the AFC Championship game every year.
And get to the Super Bowl in that third year where they clearly didn't have it.
Exactly.
You want to compare two teams.
Yep.
Compare last year's Chiefs team, who we thought this year's Eagles team might be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just win them by the skin of their teeth. But that takes supreme concentration, commitment. To have that small of a margin of victory every week and know that you're not executing the way that you are used to and still go out there and push, that's hard.
Yeah.
You know,
because human nature tells you, I'm good. I don't want two Super Bowls already.
Yeah,
I'm good. We don't need to do this. But they were able to do it. And I just wonder, I wonder if it's too late for us to come together like that and go on a run. Right. It's not too late technically, meaning there's enough time. But I just wonder from a mental standpoint, have they let the championship sort of dream pass already. Because it should have been, we're trying to repeat as champion. Let's go get another one.
You talk about it not being too late.
Yeah.
The one seed's not. If they played well, the one seed's there.
The one seed is still available, yeah.
The Bears are going to lose two more games, I have no doubt in my mind.
And the Rams have to battle Seattle.
Yes, and the Rams are only, they're one game ahead of us, but we have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So it's there. I know it sounds crazy. The one seed is there. From a record standpoint, from the NFC standpoint, it's all there. There's no chance they're getting the one seed. It's right there.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, Jack, top 5 of 5 coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you going to blame? Oh, he's been dying for the blames here.
Who's
going to get blamed?
Who are we holding accountable?
Yes. Well, that's what we do on this show.
Yeah.
See how many defensive guys on this list.
I hope there's a couple.
Hold on. I got 3.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man. Listen, Spike.
Man.
Yep.
Tell me about National Fly Tomorrow.
That's how you start a read.
Man.
That's how you get the intrigue up.
Yep.
Man, listen. All right. So, Spike, last week.
Yeah.
We told you.
Black Friday Mega Sale.
But guess what? Did you hear the good news?
Are they continuing?
It's extended.
What? After Black Friday? Yeah.
Their extender's down at National Appliance Warehouse.
Is it Black Monday, Black Tuesday, Black Wednesday?
Oh, man.
All right.
Doesn't matter. Okay. They're extending it at National Appliance Warehouse. So, listen, we know the holidays. It can get busy. You just couldn't make it down to National Appliance Warehouse. Well, guess what? The good news is here. The Black Friday Mega Sale has been extended, so you can still get up to 40% off on over 100 brands at National Appliance Warehouse. So when you go, you're going to get a great price.
I can't believe they're still doing it.
It's pretty unbelievable,
How
right?
do they even stay in business,
yeah,
Jeff?
There's people helping people.
Okay.
That's what they do at National Appliance Warehouse. So you are going to get a great price. Now you're going to get a great appliance. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Whirlpool, LG, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, the whole nine yards, all of it at National Appliance Warehouse. But on top of those two big deals, they also have an unbeatable customer experience. You walk in there, they treat you like family, and they take care of you and make sure you're walking home or getting in your car with the right appliance. So the Black Friday Mega Sale, still going on at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to the showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.